Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hunt with the shows. Plenty of content and you to do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
the gold,
we
beat,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming, tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping, mumble, rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, master, music show. Free the homie, gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez right here at Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSForLife.com. And this is episode 574. We got a special guest tonight. Before I bring him on, I'm going to actually play one of his songs. I got four bangers to play tonight. I want you to check it out. The man has been locked down for 28 years. You know what I'm saying? Recently, the homie X-rated out of Sacramento. He was released after around 24, 25 years. Man, these are stories that need to be told. You know, that's why this show is a very important show we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? He's got a new album out, Gemini Ramon, actually. He used to go by Gemini X. You might remember him. From one of Jake the Flake's albums, you know what I'm saying? He was on the inside cover. He got a huge story to tell. We're going to bring him on right after we play this song. This one is called Who It Is. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy. Gemini Ramon, the OG. Pee-wee on the beat. I got a question for y'all, man. Tell me, for real though, real talk.
If I ain't the best rapper that's living, then who it is?
G-E-M-I-N-I, Ramona, OG. Everybody that's anybody really need to try to get to know me. Look at this as a stepping stone. Walk around with two weapons on. Yeah, that's why I went back to prison. Yet and still, I ain't left them long. All I know is that gunplay. Blame it on where we stay. F-L-I-N-T. People out here crazy. On the streets, I'm an animal. Eat up beats like a cannibal. Disrespect you right to your face and bust your head like a cantaloupe. Gemini, Ramon B. Always on go time. Even when I'm out with the wife, I take a life, boy, I ain't lying. Better check my history, ask the people I wrote for. Only thing they gon' say about me, Gemini been loco. Plus I keep more good bars than big packs of Kit Kats. All up in these youngin' face, right there where they bits at. Looking like I'm 30-something, but I'm almost 5-0. And I ain't talking about 5-0, three more years I'm 5-0. Told my piece I got this, ain't nobody gon' top this. Best thing that y'all can do is just stand around and come watch this. All I do is go ham on them, cross them over then jam on them. If they think they the man, I take their name and put ma'am on them. Flint City, my city, you don't like it? Tough titty, my team be the A-team. You a fool, what a pity. Every time I'm in a competition, I make opposition one proposition. That's lose, cause I'm winning.
If I ain't, who it is, 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 who
rapper's rapper that's living it. Who it is? Think about it, thought about it. No competition. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, wait. I go psycho like I'm Norman Bates. No mystery, my history got more bodies than a graveyard. Most of y'all just rap gangster. This dude here been hard. Wordplay spectacular. Call me Flip Rap Blackula. Nope, I ain't got two fangs, but I keep two gaps for ya. Bang, 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 bang. That's my trademark. Nope, I ain't no white man, but I got me a brave heart. Shocking like I'm a Zulu. Keep it funky like doo-doo. Have you scared to go to sleep at night because the mic could get you like voodoo. Say I'm man, I am man. What this game been missing? Plus I got more catchy hooks than people that love fishing. I'm hotter than Juvie 400 degrees. I ain't got no money yet, but you can bet that I'm a raking it like I'm slinging keys. Damn, did you just catch everything I just said? If you didn't, let me break it down for you. I'm about to get a whole lot of bread. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm a machine, switching my flow from fast to slow. Like I just took it and put it on lean. In the 80s, I was gangbanging. Westie Boulevard, drug slinging. People said I killed such and such, but only thing I'm claiming.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Who it is,
who it is,
who it is,
who it is.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Who it is,
who it is,
who it is,
who it is.
If I ain't the best rapper that's living in, who it is? If I ain't the best rapper that's living in, who it is? If I ain't the best rapper that's living in, who it is? Think about it, thought about it, no competition.
Yeah, y'all definitely need to get that, you know what I'm saying? That's out right now. We're going to bring on our guest, you know what I'm saying, one and only Gemini Ramone. How you doing, Gemini?
What's up? I'm good, bro. Blessed.
Man, first and foremost, you know, that shit is banging right there. I know you got an album out right now, you know what I'm saying? That was the title track. You know what I'm saying? Well, the best rapper living. That's available. I know you got on a CD. Is it available online as well?
I'm going to have it up online before the end of this upcoming week. Yep, I'm in the process of setting that up now.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? It's good to hear music like that with lyrics and substance in a day and age where you hear a lot of mumble rap, a lot of stuff that, you know what I'm saying, guys from my era and guys older than me really don't understand or, you know, like, what the fuck happened to rap? But you're keeping it lyrical as hell. When did you first get involved in rap music?
Before I went to prison, I went to prison in 88, and before then, I used to be dealing with rap, getting in talent shows and stuff, so I've been doing this since the 80s.
So you went to prison in 88, you said?
Uh-huh.
So you were locked down the whole time that Flint had its, you know what I'm saying, movements, you know, with Breed and the Dayton family and everything, you know what I'm saying? But you were also a part of that, you know what I'm saying? What role did you play, you know what I'm saying, in the early stages of the Flint music scene?
I mean, well, like I said, I wrote What's on My Mind for the Dayton family. And from there, I've done some stuff for Jake DeFlay, wrote a few songs for him, and I've done some stuff for Breed, but he recorded something I had did for him, but he never got a chance to bring it out. But I didn't wrote for a whole bunch of people during my time of being incarcerated.
So you wrote What's on My Mind, you know, which is a Dayton family classic. Everybody that knows anything about not just Midwest rap, but Midwest or rap in general knows that's one of the dopest albums and songs, you know what I'm saying, of the 90s, you know what I'm saying? How does it make you feel knowing that, you know, saying you contributed to something that is revered as a classic like that?
It feels good, you know what I'm saying? And like even the format of What's on My Mind, as far as how I put it together, What's on My Mind is this, What's on My Mind is that. Before that, I hadn't even never heard nobody do that until after that. Then I heard a whole bunch of songs where they'll be repeating the lead thing. But before that, I did that. It wasn't none of that. And at the time I did it, most of the rappers was basically on a different style. They wasn't coming grimy, gutter like that. And I feel due to me writing that and bringing it like that, because Sue Stern used to record me over the phone doing the songs, and I always rap real aggressive, and that's the style they ended up going with, and most of Flint was using the style then. So I always feel like I'm the guy side of the Flint gangster scene.
And you know, I knew who you were because I saw your picture on the inside of the Jake the Flake album, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. But then you went by Gemini X, if I'm not mistaken. I never knew you wrote, you know what I'm saying, you know, What's On My Mind until I saw Shoestring post about it the other day. And I was like, oh, shit. And then when he said, you know, Gemini, I'm thinking, man, this has got to be the dude from the Jake the Flake album cover. And that was you. That was you. So you really, you know what I'm saying, you're all well-known all throughout the Flint scene, you know what I'm saying. Now that you're out, you know what I'm saying, what are you going to do in the future with your music? Are you going to be able to go and travel and promote and get your music out there the way it should be?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm focused on now. Like I say, I got out with nothing, to nothing. So I just been, because I got out, I got out for a minute in 2012 and then ended up getting caught with two guns in 13, so I went right back to the feds for 4.5 bit. But I ended up getting out of there, going to the halfway house this February, but I ain't get done dealing with that till July. So basically in that little time there, I didn't, like I say, been grinding with no money or nothing, just raw talent, and I didn't pass 99% of the people that's been out here for years doing their thing.
It's crazy because you said, I mean, you're still fresh out, you know, because you've been in there so long. How is it for you, do you know what I'm saying, to adjust to the free world after all that time in there, man? I imagine it's got to be difficult. Can't be more difficult than being locked up. But
I mean, but for me, that's part of, because I ain't never really get trapped all the way into prison mindset, especially with doing my music. I had to stay connected with the free world. So a lot of things that was going on and happening during the time I was locked up, I stayed connected to it. So the adjustment ain't been really all that hard for me. You know, it was a time, though, I used to feel like the only thing that other rappers had over me is being I'm locked up for so long was they experiences getting to go places and have money and do this and that. But then I realized, though, I still got the advantage because for the whole almost 30 years I was locked up, I had to use my experience from being free from up to the age 17 and stay creative. So it made my creativity be on a whole nother level, because the whole time I was down, every prison I'd have been to, I always was the man. I ain't never fell off. Now, if I would have been out here dropping albums every year, I would have came with 2 or 3 cold albums. I ain't never fell off.
Yeah, definitely, man, because you're talking about 1988. You know, that's when the classic says, you know, like Easy Does It came out, and not long after the Ghetto Boys came out. So much of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, was in that era, and you're from that era, you know what I'm saying. What's it like to get out, and then, you know, when you went in, it was cassettes. Now it's CDs. Then it was CDs. Now it's all internet, man. What's it like to adjust to all the technology and the different ways of promoting your music nowadays versus way back then?
I mean, because the thing is, though, at the time when I got locked up, anyway, especially as far as dealing with rap music, it wasn't that many outlets anyway. Most of the people that was hitting the studio or whatever, they was doing R&B, so the rap really wasn't moving a whole lot as far as in the community I came from. So with getting out here with the technology, but even though I kept up with what was going on, and to me, I mean, the technology that's available now is a advantage to the artist as long as you know how to work it, right? So it's all good for me.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But that's, here you are, 28 years later, you know what I'm saying? You got an album out, what's been the reception you got for your album so far, man? What's been the feedback?
Well, everybody that so far that they got it, they love it. You know what I'm saying? Every song. They feel it's a classic. And really, that album, I didn't even want to drop nothing until I had some major backing behind me, but it was so many people pushing me to bring something out. So I'm like, well, I'm going to snatch up some of these songs, at least about 10 of them, and go on and throw them out there. But really, it ain't even a complete album. If it had been my full album, it'd have been at least about 20 tracks on there, and every one of them classic bangers. But I'm getting a lot of support. Unlike before I got locked out, before I got out, I used to hear about how in Flint the city don't support the artists and stuff. But for me, I guess I'm lucky. It's been a little different for me. I get much love and support from people here in Flint, so that's a blessing because they're hard to please.
The Midwest, you know what I'm saying, has always been real, real grimy, and Flint has always, you know what I'm saying, captured the true essence of the Midwest, you know. What would you say, you know what I'm saying, the pros and cons of being a rapper from Flint are, you know what I'm saying, or are there any negatives, or are they all just pros?
I mean, as far as with me, I be looking at stuff from my perspective, and from my perspective, I feel I can do anything with a pen. So, really, to me, I don't see no pros or cons, because I'm going to give you everything. You can try to knock this or knock that, or say this ain't there or that. You're going to get it all from me. I'm going to cover all angles.
It's well-rounded.
Yep. But like I say, I had to be being during the time in prison. I guess that was another thing, too. I was stuck in a situation where I was always doing concerts in there, and I'm around people from all the different cities in Michigan, and they all like different stuff. So I had to be creative and able to reach all kind of different people. So it's all good.
Yeah. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Let's go to another track off this, project, that's available right now. Let's give them Fuck Me, Now Fuck You. Tell them about this one.
That's with me featuring Bootleg from Dayton Family. He just called me up one day and was like, come on, bro, let's go in the studio. We just went in the studio at my dog Frank G house, picked out a beat, and just laid it down right then, right there. Yeah.
Like it was nothing. I mean, two pros, man, just killing it. All right, we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Don't go nowhere. We got Gemini Ramon on the line right now, Flint Town OG. We'll be right back.
This what the streets been waiting for, man. ID, Gemini Ramon, the OG.
Fuck you.
If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you.
Fuck you.
If it's
to your mom. Nothing you bitch, brah, brah. Nothing you bitch, brah, brah. Nothing you bitch, brah, brah.
If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you.
Fuck you.
Now what your bitch ass really wanna do, nigga? If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you. If it's fuck me, then it's fuck you.
Fuck you.
Now what your bitch ass really wanna do, nigga?
Gemini Ramon, bootleg, nigga. Y'all know it's murder every time we get together. No hesitation, boy. Blast that ass. Ten toes down, Dayton family.
Yeah, I heard you got a lot of guns, but you scared to pop some. My little homie snorting, boy, stay ready to drop some. Slide and make your block rock. Truly make that bitch holler. Stack could get you niggas whack. Look at that, a double shot. Murder's in my pedigree. Premeditated first degree. Gemini Ramon is finally home. The system set a gangster free. I got 2Ks and on different days, I aim that bitch 2 different ways. I lean with it, I rock with it. Hang out the window and pop with it. Ain't nobody see the shit get done, but everybody know that we did it. Y'all pussies talking that murder game, but we know y'all don't truly live it. My nigga Nye did 28, he walk around with 238. A duffel bag and a ski mask and a whole roll of that duct tape. Send bullets flying through your mama cop. Cause your bitch ass wasn't coming out. Fuck around and get killed at an open house. Hit man on the payroll, gun in your mouth. We bulldogging like Mike Vick. Make a nigga take a knee like Kaepernick. I got a low tolerance for that bitch shit. Put the M.O.B., it's over.
If it's fuck you, then it's fuck you.
Stuff right there. We need more of that right now. But if you want to get it right now, the name of the album is called The Best Rapper Living by Gemini Ramon, the OG. Gemini, where can cats get that physical copy?
Basically, right now, I'm slanging out the trunk. So up everywhere around here in Flint, slanging them. Like I said, I wasn't working with much money. I just got what I could, and I'm grinding from there.
Yeah. So you definitely you're getting them out there in Flint, you know what I'm saying, and then next week it's going online everywhere. I encourage all my listeners to definitely get this because what you've heard so far is insane. Everything you sent me, all 4 tracks are bangers. Usually cats will send me 3 or 4 tracks. A couple of them might be dope, you know what I'm saying. One of them might be all right, you know what I'm saying. In this case, this shit's solid. I highly recommend it. Is this the first of many more releases to come?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, yep. Yeah, I got a whole bunch to come. And I'm going to get to doing a whole bunch of ghostwriting, too.
Yeah. See, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they, you don't hear much about the people that does the writing. You know what I'm saying? The people behind this and stuff like that, you know. What about, you know what I'm saying, doing something like a book, you know what I'm saying, about your life, your experiences, you know what I'm saying? Is that something you got in the works, or a documentary or something like that?
Yeah, I most definitely want to do a book. I want to do a movie on my life, too. Yeah, that's most definitely some things I want to make happen. I got a story to tell.
For those listening, you know what I'm saying, you were down for 28 years, you know, since 88, you know what I'm saying. Can you take us back to those days, you know what I'm saying, in Flint, you know what I'm saying? I know the Dayton family was hella young back then.
What was Breed like at that time? Was he doing like talent shows and stuff around the city, or what was popping in Flint back then?
Yeah, well, as far as Breed, because Breed and my cousin named Gasness from an R&B group called Night and Day, they was best friends. And back then when I was out, Breed used to be in the talent shows beatboxing. And Breed used to beatbox with my cousin. That was, Breed was cold on beatboxing. Yeah, he ain't started the rapping thing. At least I ain't hear him rapping until I got locked up. Yeah. But,
so that was.
Yeah, but he was always a good dude.
Yeah, that was before Ain't No Future for those listening.
Yeah,
that
was
came
before
out,
that.
And that record blew up, you know, and he started doing stuff with Pac. What was it like to see somebody from your city, you know, saying get on at that time when, you know, cats in Chicago weren't even getting on, and you know, cats in Detroit weren't even getting on at that time on a big level.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, it was a major thing. I was proud, happy to see him doing this thing. He was the first person to blow up out of Flint, so that was big. Yeah, matter of fact, I used to talk to him on the phone then, and we was working on some stuff, and he was trying to he wanted me to do some writing for Bushwick, but him ain't never get connected to make it happen. I said I had a few songs wrote up for him too, but I ain't never get to get it to him. We'll lose contact, so yeah. But then I didn't
you write for Bushwick Bill? For Bushwick Bill?
You say what? Yeah, him and Breed was real tight, and Breed wanted me to write up some stuff for him. So I had wrote up a few songs, but like I say, I was constantly moving around in prison, and Breed number it get changed and stuff, so we just ain't never connected at the right time where I was able to get the stuff to him. Yeah. But I also rest in peace to Big Breed. Like I say, I did a song of dedication to him too. It's real nice. But yeah, I missed some major opportunities too. I had some opportunities while I was locked up where I used to just call record companies on the phone from prison and ask them to listen to me. And I just ain't had the right assistance on the outside world to make the connection happen right to get stuff to them like I wanted to. But I had a chance. I was dealing with some A&Rs at Bad Boy, some A&Rs that Rap-A-Lot was interested in me. But the people I had to depend on the outside as far as get stuff to them, they didn't handle their business right. So I missed them opportunities.
Well, all those opportunities that now you can capitalize on being that you're out, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, that would have been something because there wasn't, you know what I'm saying, many, if any, rappers. I know, like I was saying, X-Rated was doing some stuff from behind the wall. I know Mac Dre put out an album from behind the wall. Did you ever have the opportunity to do any recording in there?
I got a chance to do a few things. Yeah, but I didn't really get to do nothing major. So it seemed like the way my luck was going, every time I get to a prison where they really was, had been recording and where you could get a good sound, it'll be then got cut out by the time I get there. So I wasn't having no good luck with that.
Yeah, because, you know, there's definitely a lot of talent behind the wall, because I've noticed it's, you know, we've been doing this show, we've interviewed some cats behind the wall, and they, you know, making some dope quality music nowadays. Before, people, like you said, you just have to record over the phone or, you know, but now, you know, cats have the access to different things. When you were in there, you know, being in there since the 80s, I imagine you came across a lot of talent on the inside as well, did you not?
Yeah. I always ran across a lot of guys that was good, but I still always was the man, though.
You were the main guy. I bet you. Were you doing a lot of battle rapping?
Yeah, well, with the battle rap thing, I always been the type, but it would say, you have to come bothering me. Other than that, I just, because I don't feel I got no competition, so I ain't never looked to battle on nobody, but if you get to speaking on me saying you better than me, okay, well, now
then
we beef, now you got to show it.
You definitely,
I battled two, three dudes at once by myself, and
See, that, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man, that, that you're out here, and, you know what I'm saying, and you're able to do this. But most of all, the most important thing is you're able to be with your family, you know what I'm saying, after all these years. You know, that's a blessing, especially around the holidays and stuff like that. You know, is this your, will this be your first holidays, first New Year, you know what I'm saying, it's a free man and it's since the 80s?
Well, I got one in 2013. Like I said, I was out for a brief little time. But the only thing about this, when I did go back, I lost my mother and my father. So I just hate they ain't here right now, you know what I'm saying, to see me doing my thing. And I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do nothing. I'm focused.
I want to give a
shout out to Shoestring too. With me and Shoestring like cousins, but not only did he make that post, I just done two shows with him, and before he performed What's On My Mind, he let people know, he, hey y'all, this guy right here, the one wrote this song I'm about to do. Yeah, so that's very big of him.
I mean, I've interviewed Shu many times over the years, and Bootleg, and reviewed their albums and the Murder Dog, and they've always been real good dudes. You know what I'm saying? Real humble individuals. And when I saw that post, I was like, man, we gotta have Gemini on the show. Cause I knew exactly who you were. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I had that CD, but I had no idea that you wrote, you know, What's On My Mind. So that made me want to interview you even more to find out more of your story. And now, after hearing your music, it's like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is a diamond in the rough, because, you know what I'm saying, not many people know that you were here. You were in prison. And, you know, so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man, that you're out, man. I want to go to another track. Then I want to come back and chop it up with you a little bit more. And before we end it, I want to make sure to give you the floor. This one right here, it's called A Whole Bunch of Gangsters, man. Why don't you intro this one for us, Gemini?
It's Gemini Ramone, the OG. It's A Whole Bunch of Gangsters, man. Straight gangster shit, raw. Listen to your boy.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, with Gemini Ramone. Don't go nowhere.
Whole bunch of gangsters, 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 whole bunch of gangsters.
I got a whole bunch of gangsters, niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. I got a whole bunch of gangsta ass niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. Aw, oh, dawg, this that shit. If you really down to kill a nigga, this that spit. That you pop a nigga too like a pill or something. If they wanna see me kill, give me a deal or something. A meal or something. To then I'm killing something. I ain't praying, can't you cipher between real and front? Look in my eyes, can't you see I'm hungry, dude? After 28 years of eating prison food, fuck the world, and I really mean that shit. Brutality that you ain't saw, I done seen that shit. Wonder why my energy levels are off of the chain. I wrote this in my head off the top of my brain. Bang, 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 you know who it is. Mr. Kill, everything that's breathing, even the kids. Fuck that, they ain't gonna grow up to get no get back. I'ma pop their little asses just like a ticket.
I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. I got a whole bunch of gangsta ass niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. My whole team be the grimiest niggas. How you thinking to yourself, where you finding these niggas? We from Bedrock, where the land pop. Nothing but headshots, we'll kill you and your son. Caught a red fox, all my niggas putting big time on the big yard. Fucking up you whole ass niggas to get a dick hard. You ain't gotta tell me I'm spazzing because I know that. I ain't one of these new ass rappers, I'm a throwback. You ain't heard nothing like this since Pac spit it. And guess what, before he did it, I did it. I used to shut the whole yard down in 89. I had over 20 to go at that time. In 91, I wrote Shoestring, what's on my mind. And still to this day, it's a murder and I ain't lying. And every nigga with me be thinking the same thing. So when we run up on you, you know it's our mind frame. I got a whole bunch of gangsta ass niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. I got a whole bunch of gangsta ass niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. Run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. Damn, you a funny nigga. I'm a stump down killer, get money nigga. Put bread on your head and take the hit myself. Cause I love to kill niggas and maintain my wealth. I firework your ass like the 4th of July. Had a chopper spark in your body as well as the sky. Who am I? Gemini Ramon, the OG bitch. Shut your motherfucking mouth when the OG spit. Shut your motherfucking tail when I walk in the place. Or get these bullets and the shells all up in your face. Close range, bang, 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 bang. Run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun. I got a whole bunch of gangsta ass niggas. I got a whole bunch of fellas with guns. I got a whole bunch of shooters that'll run up in your house and whack everybody in that bitch for fun.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's as hard as it gets. You know, Gemini, that puts me in the mind, of course, of, you know, Dayton family, SIBO, you know what I'm saying? Real hard street stuff, man. Man, who were some of your favorites, you know what I'm saying, listening to, man, you know, throughout the 90s and stuff?
Well, I mean, I like this Scarface a lot, Tupac a lot, I like the underground stuff too a lot. I used to listen to a lot of, while I was locked up, a lot of Esham from out of Detroit. Shout out to Esham, man. Yeah, I used to love his stuff. I liked it, I liked the Seagram a whole lot too. Rest in peace,
Sam.
I liked the Seagram. Yeah.
Yeah. We had his brother on a couple years back, Octavius. Yeah, Seagram was cold, man. That dude was cold.
You know, he didn't get the props he desired.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Not at all. He's a mess, the Spice One, Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
Ice-T back in the day.
Hey, you name it off my CD collection, bro. That's pretty much the same stuff, you know what I'm saying, I was listening to. You know. But, yeah, man, it's dope music you got there, man. I want everybody to make sure to go get that, you know what I'm saying? The name of the album, again, is, you know what I'm saying, Best Rapper Living, you know what I'm saying, by Gemini Ramon, the OG.
Gemini Ramon, the OG. Yep. Like
you
said,
got,
by the end of next week, it'll be
online
for you to purchase.
iTunes, Amazon, all that?
Yep. Right now I got a single on there, on all of them though. The my single Chasing the Meal, it's already online, and it's a video for it. Well, that's my only really official video. I just shot everything else. I just get on my phone, get in the backyard, the car, whatever, and share the post.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You hit the ground running, and you started making, you know, music right away. And people are they need to hear this, because this is authentic, you know what I'm saying, street shit. No sugarcoating, it's just reality. I want to talk about this though before I give you the floor, man. You know, we've had Shu on here, Bootleg and other people from Flint. Man, the Flint water crisis is crazy, and it's happening all over the country. It's not just Flint anymore. People are finding it out everywhere. Man, but describe how it is in Flint with the water situation, man. Is it getting any better? Are they doing anything to help fix it, or is it still all fucked up?
I mean, for a lot of people, it's still bad, and being that they didn't stop giving out water to people, saying the water is safe to drink now, but yet they tell you got to use a filter on it. Oh. That's crazy. You got to pay high water bills for water you got to use a filter for.
You got to pay for chemical water. And I mean, it's crazy. You know, and they've known about it for years. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like you got to twist their arms to get them to do anything. I know Bootleg, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's raising awareness and stuff. That guy has no kill switch. That guy's constantly going and going, man. What's it like knowing Bootleg and Shoestring, man? What type of dudes is they family, man?
I mean, they some cool, good dudes. They always be straight up with me, keep it real with me. Like I say, Bootleg and took me to a few of his shows and helped me get some exposure, let me open up for him. As a matter of fact, he called me up earlier today about a project me and him about to put together. You know what I'm saying? But then, yeah, I'm proud of him. He's doing a lot of positive stuff for Flint and people in Flint and trying to reach out to the kids and help the kids. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. He on some grown man stuff. And he's about to get married soon.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. Congratulations, Bootleg. You listening, man?
Yeah.
And what he told us, too, is shocked the shit out of me. The last time he was on the show, he told me he's been living with a transplant since, like, a heart transplant since, like, 2013. And he's been on our show since 2012, you know what I'm saying? Had no idea, you know what I'm saying? The dude is just a warrior on all levels, man. Salute to Bootleg. Dude's one of the real ones, man. You know, but you know, we definitely man, appreciate you coming on the show, and I want to bring you on again in the future, of course. You know what I'm saying? We got one more track to play. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna close it out with that one. But before we do, I want to make sure to give you the floor, man. If there's any, you know, shout outs or any social media, anything you want to say, man, the floor is all yours, brother.
Well, yeah, I want to give a shout out to my little cousin Jake Mack and my dog Ren. They both locked up in prison doing life. You know what I'm saying? And just all the guys that I done met in prison that got love for me, that's rooting for me, because there's a whole lot of them. And I know they're proud to see them out here doing my thing, you know. And I want to give a shout out to Top Authority, too. Me and Flex from Top Authority about to be getting in the studio this weekend, laying something incredible down. And how did that Bootleg might end up throwing him on there too, but it's gonna be a classic called Keep Playing With Me. Yeah. Shout out to my cousin Jake the Flake too. Jake my cousin. And wanna say rest in peace to my cousin Bone. Me and Bone Scandal's was first cousins.
Oh, Bone.
And my
little
brother Roachy. Yeah, me and Bone, first cousin. Yeah.
Man,
I just want to say rest in peace to my mama and father.
Man.
Yeah, I wish I could have made it out here with him. Yeah.
He called me, not to interrupt you, but he called me a few weeks before he passed. He was getting ready to drop a mixtape. And you know, he wanted to make sure I got it in my hands so I could review it and whatnot. And then I found out, you know, a while later he had passed, man. A legend in Michigan rap, you know.
Yeah, but even Bone, he wanted to do one of my songs, and Bone, he freestyled off the top of his head, whatever he do it, but just out of love for me while I was locked up. He wanted to do something of mine just to represent for me, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how close we was. Yeah.
You got a lot of people when you were you were locked up, like I said, Jake put you on the inside of the album cover. You know what I'm saying? How did it make you feel to know that you had guys out here, you know what I'm saying, holding it down and you know, letting people know about you? You know, there's a lot of guys that behind the wall are forgotten about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but it's like a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying, because it was cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, it meant more to the other people that was locked up than for me. Because at that time, I was still trying to, I wanted me a lawyer to try to get back to court and get some of that time back. But they kept my name alive the whole time. So that's a good thing. I feel, because basically I built a reputation in the name for rap from in prison, even though I was rapping before I went. Like I say, rap wasn't all that big in our city. So most people, even with Shoestring and all of them, Shoestring, Jake, them, they used to hear about from in prison, a person get out of whatever, they talking about how cold I am with the rap. So that's what made them want to holler at me.
Definitely built a reputation, you know what I'm saying? Hell of a lyricist. We heard that tonight, man. We heard that tonight for sure.
Oh no, I got a whole bunch more. Like I said, the whole album is fire. Ain't not one trash track on it. I'm not gonna ever write up no trash or record no trash.
Yeah.
If I record it, it's hitting on stuff. If I write it, take my time out to write it, you can bet it's working with something. You know?
Hell yeah.
But yeah, my
My
Facebook is Gemini Smith, spelled with a J, J-E-M-I-N-I-S-M-I-T-H. Then I got an Instagram, that's Gemini Ramon OG, but it's spelled with the G, G-E-M-I-N-I-R-A-M-O-N-E, the T-H-E-O-G. And I got a YouTube, it's under Gemini Ramon, just G-E-M-I-N-I. R-A-M-O-N-E. But I need some help with my Instagram and YouTube. I'm booming on Facebook, but on there, my views low. I ain't caught yet. So I need y'all to go subscribe to my YouTube page and go hit up my Instagram page.
You hearing that, people? Make sure to go subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Hit up the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And definitely hit up that Facebook page and get the album. I'm sure you ship out of a state, don't you?
Yeah, I will, yeah. And like I said, I got the single, Chasing the Meal. It's, you can get it on iTunes, wherever it's online. Chasing the Meal by Gemini Ramon OG. It's hot, too. Yeah.
Definitely, man. Yeah, Flint,
I appreciate you, too, reaching out, having me on here, too. I appreciate that a lot.
Hey, man, it's an honor. Like I said, we look forward to it again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to have you back on. And, you know, we did a Flint roundtable about 5 years ago. We had Top Authority, Dayton Family, and Jake all on the show. You know, maybe we'll do another Flint roundtable. You know what I'm saying? You have all you guys on there, man. Get the Project Born. Get, you know what I'm saying? However many people we can on there, man. Have a good roundtable for Flint.
And then too, I see a lot of people sleep on my dog T Double from DFC that MC Breed brought out. But boy, T Double rough.
Oh, yeah, that man, send me some links to his stuff, man. I definitely want to check it out. You said he was from the DFC?
Yep, he was part of DFC. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's a must.
As a matter of fact, me and him got a song together. It's a banger, too. Yeah.
See, that's the good thing. You're out there, you're working with everybody in Flint, too. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it should be in different cities, man. Legends got to come together and work with each other. And pioneers got to work with each other. And you know, that's a beautiful thing right there. You also got to, you know what I'm saying, IBF, WBC, WBA female champion over there. Yeah, for those who
know, I'm trying to reach out to her.
Larissa Shields is. T-Rex, man. You tried to reach out to her?
I showed her trying to reach out. Yeah, man. Like I say, I got a perfect time for her to go out in the ring to called Muhammad Ali. It's cold. I've been hitting her up on Instagram. I'm starting to feel like a groupie. She responds.
Yeah, she's a beast, man. I seen her dust somebody's clock the other day. You know, you know, it's just straight fool with it. But, yeah, man, shout out to you, Gemini. Again, everybody go get that album, you know what I'm saying? You know, Greatest Rapper Living, if I'm not mistaken. Did I get it right? Or?
That's right, yeah.
Greatest Rapper Living, Gemini Ramone, man. Make sure you guys get that. We're going to leave here, Gemini, with this song called Keep a Secret. Man, why don't you take us out to this one, brother?
Yeah. Well, y'all know I had to do something for the ladies. So this here is Keep It a Secret on this old school beat. Ain't nobody else done like I did it but Biggie on here. Check it out. It's your boy.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks again, Gemini. Talk to you real soon, bro.
Yep.
Here we go.
All right.
How about you don't tell your friends, and I don't tell my friends, and we just keep this a secret? You dig? Gemini Ramona OG. Pee Wee on the beat. Baby, baby. Can we keep this a secret on the low low? Between you and me and my nan, never know. Nobody needs to know what we do and where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low low. Can we keep this a secret on the low low? Between you and me and my nan, never know. Nobody needs to know what we do and where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low low. I saw her in the club, now she was looking fly. She walked up and said, hi, how you doing, Gemini? I couldn't recall her face before, but I must admit, the first thing that crossed my mind is, damn, you the shit. She said her name is Keisha, and I know her sister Shell. I told her, stop lying, that's you, that little girl. You all grown up, now thick up in the thighs. Is them some contacts that you wearing or your real eyes? She said, you know that me and Shell got gray eyes like our mother, and I'm just sitting thinking you want fine mode. Girl, what you drinking on? Let me buy you something. She said, all right, that's cool, but it's Henny, dog, or nothing. I got the girl some Henny, and she started acting horny. I slacked up and backed up, but she was all up on me. She asked me, what's the problem? I said, I'm gonna keep it real. I got a girl at home, so I really need to chill. She said, so what? I got a man at home, too. And what we about to do is just between me and you. I said, that sound good, but I gotta be for sure. Then what we about to do is don't stay on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and my nan, never yo. Nobody need to know what we do or where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and my nan, never yo. Nobody need to know what we do or where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low. Now she responded quickly as she told me, OG, please. My business is my business. I don't gossip with these bees. If anybody asks me, I don't even know your name. Now, girl, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go do our thing. Let's get up out this club right now, cause, girl, I know a spot. A moment where your friends don't go, it's in a boondock. I used to take a sister there, but I don't think she knows. And plus, I told her just to keep it on the low, low. The crazy part about it, I told her sister same thing. Cause I was hitting her best friend, I don't you judge me, man. Plus, still to this day, I don't think her sister knows. Cause I told her bestie, keep it on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and my nan, never yo. Nobody need to know what we do or where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and my nan, never yo. Nobody need to know what we do or where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low. Now once inside the Momo, she was smoking just like JoJo. Rode me like a cowgirl, had me yelling, whoa, whoa. Then she flipped the strip on me by asking me to eat her. It really must be
good, cause normally I wouldn't eat her. But y'all know what I did, and nope, I ain't ashamed. We both got in the tub, and after that, I ate that thing. I licked it like a sucker, a freaky ass brother. Her body started shaking like a Caesar had to struck her. The sex was hella proper. She young, but I can't knock her. We did it all night, listening to that Big Papa. And now she all up in my DMs, begging me for more. But first, I must be sure this gon' stay on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and I, nan, other yo. Nobody need to know what we do and where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low. Can we keep this a secret on the low, low? Between you and me and I, nan, other yo. Nobody need to know what we do and where we go. Cause this is a secret on the low, low.